Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, this is a little baby bite that we're doing with our guest from episode 5, Simon Hooper, aka Father of Daughters. The topic of this big question is parental leave and whether or not we've got it completely wrong in this country. So any thoughts on that, Jamie, Simon?
Yeah, I think it's an evolving thing. There is a preconception that dads are the ones that go to work and mums are the ones that stay at home. And that's been around since the 50s and 40s. And it hasn't really changed very much. But I think as time is evolving and going on, big corporations who employ most of us are starting to get some kind of sense of corporate responsibility. And you're starting to see more flexible working policies coming in and parental leave policies coming in. But the vast majority of people who take them up are women. Men don't see that as a realistic option at this point in time. And I don't know why that is. The policy is irrespective of sex. You know, we should be able to take the time off work and embrace the fact that we are a parent and look after our kids. There are some places in the world that do it really well. Scandinavia, they are great at it. But here, it's not necessarily seen as career suicide, but it's close. Like, if I'm going to take a year off, that means some young upstart is probably going to take my job and I'm going to come back and not be valued in the same way. Or that's the perception.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's right or wrong is still up for debate, I guess. I would personally love to take the opportunity to do that. Even if it's not parental leave, just flexible working. Mm. Like having the ability to maybe take a day off a month to do parenting duties. Yeah. One, to just relieve the stress off my wife. But two, to actually connect with my kids on a different level other than just being the dad that sees them in the evening, on the morning, or the weekend. So I think it's a case of, it needs this kind of critical mass, right?
Yeah.
Enough people need to start doing it so that it becomes the norm. And there is
I'm doing it, so I kind of feel like I'm doing a bit, yeah.
So you're a trailblazer. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it like that, but yeah, I thought I was just like sort of slightly working the system to my advantage. But
no, I think it's great. And I think it's that confidence to actually take the initiative and do that that more people need to do. And I think it comes down to education as well. People need to understand, what does this really mean for my job? Employers need to be able to talk about it competently as well. And I don't think they do at the moment, or at least that's my experience.
I think they'd rather not like have people know about it. So they don't do it.
So what are you doing then? I take it Alice is going to go back to work, sort of.
Yeah, well, see, our situation is slightly unusual because Alice is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, has the long summer breaks. So Eliza was born in December. She took off a few weeks before. So she could actually have leave until the beginning of December this year. But she's decided to go back full time just before the summer holiday. So she gets paid in full over the summer, which means there's like 4 months or something that I can take. And since she's off for 6 weeks, we decided like, so she's going to go back for about a week before the summer holiday starts. And I'm going to take off that week so that I can look after Eliza. But then after that, she's then going to be on holiday. So we're going to kind of go off and do some stuff.
Right. Okay. And then
I'll have another, like, I think when she goes back in September, I'll be off work again for another little while, but then I'm going to go back after that. So I'm not going to take until December.
Yeah.
Because it's something I've thought about doing as well. And Nat and I have talked about it a little bit. And it wasn't ever something I really considered, to be honest with you. And then I read something really, really, really recently, actually. It was the... they published the Modern Family Index in January, right, which was done by a work-life charity called Working Families and Bright Horizons. And they'd obviously done a massive survey as to sort of like, you know, a working father's needs and their sort of what they actually felt they wanted to take and what they felt they could take and what their employers felt about it. And they reckon that a third of fathers feel burnt out regularly and that nearly half of working fathers want to downshift into a less stressful job because they can't balance the demands of work and family life. That's that like half. That's ridiculous. And I think is what you said, Simon, about like employers are quite unsympathetic towards that and will just see it as, well, if you can't do it, I'll get someone younger and who doesn't have kids and will not need that time off. And because I think there is definitely an attitude towards, well, why would you want to do that?
Well, the question is that the employer's attitude or is that our perception of what the employer's attitude is, right? So I'm sure if I was thinking about this, I'd be thinking about, like, would my company be okay with this? And maybe not asking the questions to the company. What it takes is a decent dialogue between the organisation you work for and the individual to work out, how is this going to work? How can I make it work for this situation? Rather than thinking the worst. And that's the education part that I was talking about earlier. There just needs to be a better communication, better dialogue around how this really works in reality rather than what you read in a policy on a website.
Mm. And I think also there's the kind of thing of like how many parents, you know, feel that they're working when they get home. And I mean, a lot of people I know do it. They feel like they need to continue working when they get home in order to make up the time. And I think that's also, I mean, you might as well be at the office. I don't really see that, because you're not going to be there for your kids in a way that kind of like you probably should be. And I think that's kind of something that needs to be looked at as well, and not just the case of, well, how much time off do you get and that kind of thing.
I think the whole work-life balance thing is changing. It's definitely different from when I was young and my dad was working. I don't know if this is a stereotypical view of childhood, but my dad wasn't around a lot because he worked really hard. And he had to be in the office because they didn't have work from home policies, because they didn't have the internet.
Mm.
And so it wasn't even a feasible option. Whereas today's society, we're pushing more people to kind of work from home, and you can get a good internet connection and you can actually spend time with your kids and be a productive member of a team at the same time. So we're all moving in the right direction. It's a case of trying to make sense of all this stuff that's out there, like parental leave, like work-life balance policies, work from home policies. How do we make the most of that? And what we need is like an education around making the most of all these policies that work for us as individuals. One of the things that I think we just need to have is a level playing field, so that if you choose to have children, you're not penalised for it in any way in your career aspirations. In any good organisation, if you're a good employee and you know what you're doing and you're good at your job, should value that, whether or not you choose to take a Friday off every 2 weeks or not. It's just a case of making it work for both parties. And it's, once again, it comes down to that dialogue, making it a decent conversation and working it out between you two. We're all worried about what that conversation looks like today.
Hmm.
And it needs to be commonplace to say, you know what, I don't want to work 5 days a week. I don't want to work a 60-hour week and miss out on my children growing up. I've chosen to maybe take a day off.
Yeah.
How do we make that work, and without it feeling like I'm being passed over or I'm not going to get the opportunities?
Just sort of playing like devil's advocate, because I feel like maybe people will have like a, you know, different opinion on things. You're saying that like you make the choice that you don't want to do those things. Is there an argument to say, well, that's fine, yeah, and you should be allowed to make those choices, but like if you make those choices, you are choosing not to prioritize work, and that people who choose to prioritize work should be kind of rewarded in some way?
I don't think they should be rewarded over and above. Like, if I take 20% less hours, I would expect a 20% less pay.
Yeah.
That's fine. If people choose to work a full-time working week, then they get paid more and they'll probably get exposure to some other clients or some other things that I might not.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you have to accept if you are going to make that choice. These are all things that still need to be kind of worked out. This is still a relatively new area. But this is one of the things that I'm struggling with at the moment, is that women have gone through this for a very long period of time. Yeah. They go on maternity leave and they come back to work and things have changed. They've been away for 9 or 12 months. Someone is now doing their job or their role is diminished. And with the change in policy where dads are now being encouraged to do this, or at least it's available to them, yeah, we're probably going to go through the same process. And we need to try and maybe learn from the problems that we had when it was just women that were experiencing this, so we don't go through the same process with men as well.
Yeah, so Seth, when do you start taking this time off?
So it'll start in July, around the middle of July.
And was this something you just kind of decided to do?
What we thought was, we're never going to have an opportunity like this. And we're fortunate, I should say, like the main consideration really was the fact that, and it's not that long an amount of time. It's like I'm taking off about sort of maybe 6 to 8 weeks. I haven't kind of finalised it yet. But I'm not going to get full pay over that period. So it's going to be like the statutory amount, which is like £150 a week or something, which isn't very much, really. Mm. But Alice will be back working full-time at that point. So, like, you know, together we worked out, we make it work.
Yeah.
But some people wouldn't necessarily, you know, be in that position. So I kind of wanted to make that point that it's like, we're privileged to be able to do it. You know, the idea is, like, our kind of thought behind it is that it's a really special time when your, like, child is young. And you were talking before, Simon, about the fact that, you know, as a dad, you kind of go back to work and you don't really necessarily spend that much time with your child. And that's a real shame. You feel like you can all gain so much in that time, but particularly your child is going to learn a lot and, you know, grow a lot. And so that's kind of why we did it. But like, if you kind of restrict that only to people who financially are able to do it, then you're creating like an extra kind of divide between people who can and can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish in retrospect, someone had said to me, don't undervalue the time, especially when you're having your first child, how much time you should spend with them. That would be one of the things that I would have gone back and maybe not done the secondment in Holland.
Yeah.
Because you didn't realise with your first child how valuable that time is. And I'm now 4 children in and I'm now starting to think about the flexible working and all that kind of stuff. And if someone had said to me at the start, you know, this is an option available to you and this is why it's important,
yeah,
then I would have had a very different mindset.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.